31 Sports.
Across 2 weeks of action,
the University of Nottingham versus Nottingham Trent in the 13th year of the Nottingham Varsity Series.
And the battle lines are drawn.
Can Lazarus save? He can!
What is it? Fantastic!
Hubbard puts up a three-point shot and he nails it.
We have officially won the American Football Varsity for the first time.
The University of Nottingham have won Varsity Futsal and they have won Varsity 2016.
All 33,000 students at the University of Nottingham, they know what this means.
Can the green and gold retain the series for a sixth year in a row?
From the 25th to the 30th of March and the 7th to the 14th of May, follow all the action right here on University Radio Nottingham.
This is Varsity 2017.
This is URN.
I'm joined by Jack and Adam now from the University of Nottingham Rugby League team. Guys, just want to say a massive congratulations on obviously winning all 10 games so far this season in the Bucks Leagues.
Thank you.
And you guys have managed to make it through to the final, of course, of the Bucks Trophy. You guys are going up against Bath in just a couple of days' time. How are you guys feeling going into that event first off?
Pretty optimistic at the minute. We had Bath last year in the final and they turned them over, so we've got quite a good, strong squad going into it, so I'm not too worried.
Yeah, we made it hard for ourselves last year as well, I think. So. Yeah. Should be better this year.
Lady Bay is obviously hosting the Rugby League this year. Are you guys happy with that venue?
Yeah, but like we've been there 2 years on the bounce now, and it's been pretty good. Like we've got a relatively big crowd there, and it's an alright venue. I think I'm a fan of it.
Yeah, it's better than the old one, which fell down.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are obviously playing on the first day in the first event in this year's Varsity Series. Is there maybe a bit of added pressure going into that? You know, it's the first game, everyone's going to be really rooting for you to get the first point in this year's Varsity Series. Does that add a bit more pressure to you guys?
It's quite exciting, I think. Previous years we've been like one of the last ones. It was already like the series had already been decided when we played last year, so it's quite exciting to be the first opportunity to get a point on the board. I think like there is nerves because it's like it's rushed up quickly upon us and it's 6 days away, but yeah, I'm pretty excited.
I think it's a good opportunity to showcase the sport as well, and it would just give some extra exposure for us.
Now obviously, as I said, you guys won all your 10 games this year in the Midlands 1A League. Has your season been as straightforward as it sounds?
I'll be honest, like the league hasn't been that competitive in the majority. Like we've had a couple of tough games, but in the majority, like, the league's been relatively easy. We've got a big four games coming up now with playoffs, cup game of Varsity, which should actually threaten us a little bit. But yeah, it's been really straightforward. We've been putting like plus 60 points on some teams week in, week out. So it's relatively straightforward. Yeah. Forward.
Camp Bramford's a bit harder though, I think.
Yeah, I suppose, but in the league it was ridiculous. Yeah.
Would you say then that that's perhaps one of your biggest strengths, is just being able to put so many points past your opponents and put a lot of pressure on them going into the latter stages of a game?
It's been both a strength and a weakness because we've not really been tested in like a tough game yet. Like I'm assuming that Trent, it's going to be a lot closer game in Varsity. In the odd game, like in the cup games, like Jack says, we've been tested a little bit more, but I think it's a bit. There's only a slight worry that we've not been tested in a serious manner yet. We've just been blowing teams away without much competition.
Have you guys been keeping an eye on the progress of Trent has made this season? Obviously, they finished third in the Premier South Division this year. Are you guys perhaps threatened by them?
I think if we stick to what we're good at and not really worry about what they're doing, that's our best move going forward.
Yeah, we've seen they've done all right in the Prem South League, and it's a lot more competitive league than our league, but we know that they're going to be a lot better than they were last year, so I think it's just we just get on with what we do and then we should turn them over.
I think they are better than they were last year, but I think the story of their league is a bit more complicated because I think Loughborough as a club are a bit weaker this year, so that has shaken up Prem South a little bit more than it perhaps was last year. So
there are only about 6 days left until you guys actually compete in Varsity. Is there anything that you're looking to improve upon in the final few days just for your preparation? Obviously you've got a massive game against Bath coming up as well.
I'm just hoping to get through that cup final injury free, really make sure all our lads get to that Varsity game. And I think in the majority we've been working on a lot of things in training recently and just trying to mix things up a little bit, and in case we need to do that in the game on Saturday. So I think it's just a few little tweaks, a few little details that we just need to sort, and we should be okay.
In last year's Varsity game, you guys won 26-16. Trent didn't put in a performance that they perhaps were proud of, but do you think that they're going to be throwing you guys anything different? Are you expecting something different from Trent this time round?
They should be a lot better than last year. Yeah. So last year, a lot of players, they were on like placement and stuff like that. So this year, we're expecting a bit more from them, a bit more nous, a bit more goal forward. But we'll see. Past 2 years, they've had someone sent off, so we're hoping for the same again, really.
Yeah.
Every little helps, doesn't it?
In terms of your individual preparation and your team preparation, is there anything different that you guys do when you come into a varsity game as opposed to just another league?
Yeah, we like to keep it like pretty much the same because we don't want to put too much pressure on all the players' heads. We want to keep things running smoothly and exactly the same and not complicate things too much, because otherwise everyone will just overthink a little bit, and
yeah,
we don't want the pressure of a big game to get to anybody.
Now, final question, guys. How confident are you going into this varsity game? Obviously, you know, you won it last year. You've got a big game coming up against Bath. What would it mean for you guys as a club to win it this year?
As a club, yeah. I mean, it gives us the main focus this year for us as a club is playoffs, obviously, because we want to get promoted. But varsity is a statement for that, because Trent are a Premiership team. So if we can beat Trent in varsity, it'd be massive for us in terms of confidence and in terms of showcasing the sport to the university going into our playoff games.
I think 3 years on the bounce, like every year I've been at uni, we've won the varsity. It's going to be a brilliant feeling to like do that 3 years on the bounce. So especially such a high profile game, it's going to be really good to get another win in.